I was queuing in traffic. It was on the A38, and it was probably about 8 o'clock in the morning, and it was just beautiful. It was one of those early summer, spring days, and the sun was out, and people had got the windows down a bit, and you could just hear a few radios and different cars, and it was just lovely. It was one of those mornings. It was almost a pleasure to be stuck in the traffic jam. I noticed that in front of me, a car, the window was down, and all of a sudden, this bottle was just launched out of the car.
A plastic bottle?
No, it was a glass bottle.
A glass bottle?
It was a glass bottle. It didn't shatter, actually. It bounced a few times and sort of spun round and bumped sort of down the road. I just, all of a sudden, you come out your trance that you're probably in this, just listening to the radio, and just taking what had just happened. I thought, I can't believe he's just done that. And I thought the audacity of it. There's a lot of people about, so you obviously couldn't give a monkey's about the rubbish, and not to mention that you could have run over it and punched your tyres. But I just thought,
a motorbike could have gone over that.
Well, you're a motorcycle, so yeah, you could have hit that. It's dreadful. So I didn't think about it for very long. I just got out of my van, I walked up to the bottle, and I picked it up. There's a few people looking around. And I just simply walked up to the driver's door and I threw it back in. And there was still some fluid in it. And I tell you, I was on autopilot. I wasn't really thinking particularly what I was doing. But the water, it covered he's really smartly dressed, this guy. And his trousers were covered in this fluid.
Wow, I'm applauding you.
So I walked back and I got myself back in the van.
Yeah.
And
But the thing is, you couldn't just take off then in the car because you were in a jam.
No, I was in a jam, and he was in the jam. Well, he got out of his car.
Yeah.
And he walked up to my van, and he sort of stood there just for a second or two. I don't think he really knew what to say, but he probably just felt he had to react to it.
Yeah.
And he said, well, that wasn't necessary, was it? I said, no, it wasn't. If you'd taken your rubbish home, I wouldn't have had to have got out my van and given it you back.
Wow.
And he just stood there for a second, and he turned around and got back in his car, and it was at that point. I could hear one or two people clapping.
Yeah.
Felt like a celebrity for a few seconds.
Richard, that is a brilliant story. I'm so glad that you did it. But having said that, you don't know what that driver, what his disposition was. He might have been a right thug, and you might have got a fist in the face, mightn't you?
Yeah, it did cross my mind. Fortunately, I don't know. I was sat in the van. You're quite high up, and you kind of feel a bit more protected, I guess.
Yes, yeah. Well,
I really didn't think. I was just so disgusted what he had done.
Yeah, brilliant.
And that was that, and I got away with it. If I did it again, then you never know. But I was glad I did it, and I had a chuckle all the way to work that morning after that.